Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war in preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Welcome to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart. Now, you know, we've gone back and forth on the Trump administration and former administrations for their war policy. I will always be a pro-peace paleo-conservative, I believe, at my roots. I'm not for these wars, and it makes for very interesting bedfellows on the radio and on out in the alternative media. You know, we've been playing some very agreeable content from folks that have been, like Jimmy Dore, who's been attacked for his position on just exposing the truth. And, you know, little glimmers of truth come from the mainstream media at different times. But what I think is most important, I really do, is that we need to listen and be educated as to the positions that we're taking. Now, how can we do that? Everybody, I've talked to a lot of people who have spoken about Assad, and they've developed opinions on Assad. Well, okay, and that's fair enough. But you also have to understand that without listening, without first listening to what he has to say. You know, that would be like trying to say that you know what the president was thinking, what he was doing, without ever listening to a word he said or anything he did. So Laurie Anderson and I have been wanting to share with you for some time the raw interviews, unedited, of Assad. There's a lot of folks out there that haven't had the chance to listen to it yet. There's a lot of folks out there that listen by phone. They don't have internet and computers, and who knows about shortwave and other communications mediums out there. So I want to bring you what the man has to say. Now, keep in mind, I suppose this is my disclaimer. I don't really have such a steady opinion on Assad to say that I support or don't support. As far as I'm concerned, what goes on in the Republic is, and any threats to those boundaries are what I need to be focusing on, and that's what the Constitution pretty much limits the federal government to doing. So, you know, many say he is a wise man, and that he has pro-Christian tendencies. I do know that he does protect Christians, from what I have been told from people that I know from Syria. I've spoken with folks that have come out of Iraq after the, the original Gulf War and then the next one. I've spoken with them at length on what their opinion is about American foreign policy. And he said, well, to be quite honest with you, and this is under Saddam Hussein, he doesn't want to go on the record. I wanted to do a recorded interview, but he didn't feel comfortable doing so. So I have to respect him for that, right? But he told me that as much as he loves the United States, and this is what I like about this guy, he does love the United States. He's concerned about what he sees going on here, knowing the history now. But what he said was, like Saddam or hate Saddam, when Saddam was in power, you didn't have terrorists running amok. And see, so to meddle in the affairs of foreign nations, to arm people. I remember that guy from the Free Syrian Army or whatever it was that cut the heart out of one of his opponents and took a bite out of it. I mean, the arming of these people is just insane. So anyway, I really want you to hear, if you haven't heard, this interview. Now, keep in mind, we are, I did fix the Chatango chat for those of you that want to comment during this presentation, because this is going to be a little bit lengthy, but I think that it's important that you hear it. You can go to resurrectrepublic.chatango.com. I have it up on one of my screens, and I will be able to communicate with you during the show, unless you want to call in, which, of course, let the interview go for a little bit. And hear what you have to hear. And if you want to call in with a comment, please feel free to do that. 1-800-313-9443. I was speaking with John Stadtmiller earlier today, and we're talking about possibly doing a time shift to a different during the daytime hours. That would be 11 o'clock Pacific time, I think, or is it? No, one. I'd have to figure that out. Anyway, so anyway, folks, we may be shifting to the day slot. For those of you out there that have been listening, know that there was a spot empty, and you know, I can't really comment on that really because I don't know too much about it. I'm out here in Oregon trying to mind my like my mother told me, keep my head down and keep my powder dry. So it would be a trial thing because we are going to possibly be relocating to Arizona. I don't know if the time slot's going to work out in Arizona, but of course we'll do everything we can to support the network and keep things going. And so I want you to really keep an eye out on the show in the next couple days, and feel free to send me emails at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com if you should have any questions, and I will update anybody who sends me an email and let them know what's going on, when it's going on. So that's what I have to say with that. We're also part of the hesitances that Laurie Anderson would have a very difficult time during that daytime slot. So we're trying to coordinate a way that she can do reports and we can still move to that time slot. So we're still working that out, folks. Just be patient with us. Be patient with the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll get all this ironed out as soon as humanly possible. I promise you that. Okay, so anyway, I've rattled on enough. You can go to resurrecttherepublic.com. On the right-hand side, scroll down. You'll see the chat menu, or you can go to resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com. You can go either way. It will work. Upcoming in the week, we're going to be covering everything from chemtrails to political prisoners to what's going on out in the West, and as well as what's going on in the Northeast. My goodness, there's some things going on out there that's just insane. So anyway, let's get to this interview with Assad. This first interview is a foreign interview. The second one is, I believe, NBC, that was recorded at his recorded by his staff, unedited. So there are no clips, there are no excerpts, there's no funny editing. It's a straight forward interview. At least we can confirm for the second one. The first one looks pretty good as well. So anyway, Mike, go ahead and roll the Assad interview, number one.
Mr. President, first I want to thank you very much to receive me for an interview. Mr. President, did you give an order to strike Han Shehun with chemical weapon last Tuesday?
Actually, no one has investigated what happened that day in Han Shehun till that moment. As you know, Han Shehun is under the control of Al-Nusra Front, which is a branch of Al-Qaeda. So the only information the world have had till this moment is published by Al-Qaeda branch. No one has any other information. We don't know if the whole pictures or video that we've been seeing are true or fabricated. That's why we asked for investigation into what happened in Khan Sheikhoun. This is the second. Al-Qaeda sources said that the attack happened at 6:30 in the morning, while the Syrian attack in the same area was at around noon, between 11:30 to 12. So they're talking about two different stories or event. So there was no order to make any attack. We don't have any chemical weapons. We gave up our arsenal a few years ago. Even if we have them, we wouldn't use them, and we had never used our chemical arsenal in our history.
So what happened this day?
As I said, the only source is Al-Qaeda. We cannot take it seriously, but our impression that the West, mainly the United States, is hand in glove with the terrorists. They fabricated the whole story in order to have a pretext for the attack. It wasn't attack because of what happened in Khan Sheikhoun. It's one event. It's a stage one. The play that we saw on the social networking and on TVs, the propaganda, and the stage two is the military attack. That's what we believe is happening, because it's only two days, 48 hours between the play and the attacks, and no investigations, no concrete evidence about anything. The only thing were allegations and propaganda and then strike.
So who, according to you, is responsible about this alleged chemical attack?
The allegation itself by Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra Front, so we don't have to investigate who. They announced it. It's under their control, no one else. About the attack, as I said, it's not clear whether it happened or not, because how can you verify a video? You have a lot of fake videos now, and you have the proof that those videos were fake, like the white helmets, for example. They are Al-Qaeda, they are Al-Nusra Front, who shaved their beard, wore white hats, and appeared as humanitarian heroes, which is not the case. The same people were killing Syrian soldiers, and you have the proof on the internet anyway. So the same thing for that chemical attack. We don't know whether those dead children, were they killed in Khan Sheikhoun, were they dead at all, who committed the attack, if there was attack, what the material. You have no information at all. Nothing at all. No one investigated.
So you think it's a fabrication?
Definitely. 100% for us it's fabrication. We don't have arsenal. We're not going to use it. And you have many indications if you don't have proof, because no one has concrete information or evidences. But you have indications. For example, less than 2 weeks, around 10 days before that attack, the terrorists were advancing in many fronts, including the suburbs of Damascus and Hama, which is not far from Khan Sheikhoun. Let's suppose we have this arsenal, and let's suppose that we have the will to use it. Why didn't we use it when we were retreating and the terrorists were advancing? Actually, the timing of that attack or alleged attack was when the Syrian army was advancing very fast and actually the terrorists were collapsing. So why to use it if you have it and if you have the will? Why to use it at that timing? Not when you are in a difficult situation, logically. This is first. Second, if you want to use it, if you have it, and if you want to use it, again, this is, if we suppose, why to use it against civilians, not to use it against the terrorists that we are fighting? Third, in that area, we don't have army, we don't have battles, we don't have any let's say, object in Khan Sheikhoun, and it's not strategic area. Why to attack it? Well, what the reason? Militarily, I'm talking about military from a military point of view. Of course, the foundation for us morally, we wouldn't do it if we have it. We wouldn't have the will because morally this is not acceptable. We won't have this, the support of the public. So every indication is against the whole story. So we can say that this play that they staged doesn't hold together. The story is not convincing by any means.
With the U.S. airstrike, Trump seems to have changed his position on you and Syria drastically. You have the feeling that you lost what you have called a potential partner?
I said if it was conditional.
Yeah.
If they are serious in fighting terrorists, we're going to be partner. And I said not only United States, whoever wants to fight the terrorists, we are a partner. This is basic for us, basic principle, let's say. Actually, what has been proven recently, as I said earlier, that they are hand in gloves with those terrorists. The United States and the West, they're not serious in fighting the terrorists. And yesterday, some of their statements were defending ISIS. They were saying that ISIS doesn't have chemical weapons. They are defending ISIS against the Syrian government and the Syrian army. So, actually, you cannot talk about partnership between us who work against the terrorists and who fight the terrorism and the others who are supporting explicitly the terrorists.
So, can we say that the U.S. strike changed your opinion on Trump?
I was very cautious in saying any opinion regarding him before he became president and after. I always say, let's see what he's going to do. We wouldn't comment on statements. So actually, this is the first proof that it's not about the president in the United States. It's about the regime. And the deep state or the deep regime in the United States is still the same. It doesn't change. The president is only one of the performers on their theater. If he wants to be a leader, he cannot, because as some say, he wanted to be a leader. Trump wanted to be a leader. But every president there, if he wants to be a real leader, he's going to eat his words, swallow his pride, if he has pride at all, and make 180-degree U-turn. Otherwise, he will pay the price politically.
But do you think that it will be another attack?
As long as the United States being governed by this complex of military-industrial complex and the financial companies, banks, and this what called deep regime and work for the vested interests of those groups, of course, it could happen anytime, anywhere, not only in Syria.
And your army or the Russian would retaliate? If it's happened again?
Yeah. Actually, if we want to talk about retaliation, we're talking about missiles coming from hundreds of miles.
We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors with the Assad interview. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
podcast is for you and me. Welcome to the base.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but in all faces, close the straits of fear.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart. And what we're covering tonight are the Assad interviews so that you can fully hear and digest what this man has to say. We are in the resurrectrepublic.chattango.com chat room, or you can go to resurrectrepublic.com, scroll down, and you'll find the chat room on the right. Everything is up and running properly. The right spot is in there, and everything is tweaked. So if you want to drop us questions, the easiest way is to go to the chat and do so if you're able to do so. You can call in at 1-800-313-9443. If you have a comment regarding Assad, the interview in Syria, please, we're trying to keep the subject matter tonight. Keep that in mind. So anyway, let's get back to this Assad interview. Go ahead, roll.
Which is out of our reach, but actually the real war in Syria is not about those missiles. It's about supporting the terrorists. This is the most dangerous part of this war. And our response is going to be what we started from the very first day, is smashing the terrorists everywhere in Syria. When we get rid of the terrorists, we wouldn't worry about anything else that time. So this is our response. It's a response, not reaction.
So what you say is, means that retaliation by the Syrian army or by the Russian will be very difficult because the both are very close, very, very
for
very
us as a small country. Yeah, of course it is. Everybody knows that. It's out of reach. I mean, they can have missiles from another continent. We all know that. They are a great power, we're not a great power. Talking about the Russian, this is another issue.
Would you accept the finding of an OPCW investigation?
Since the very first time when we had in 2013, I think, the first attacks by the terrorists on the Syrian army by chemical missile at that time, we asked for investigation. We were the one who asked for investigations every time there was chemical attacks or allegations about chemical attacks. We asked. And this time we are discussing with the Russians yesterday during these the last few days after the strike that we are going to work with them on international investigation. But it should be impartial. We can only allow any investigation when it's impartial, when we make sure that the unbiased country will participate in this delegation in order to make sure that they won't use it for politicized purposes.
And if they accuse the government, would you step down?
If they accuse or if they prove? There's a big difference. No, they are already accusing the government. And if you mean by them the West, no, we don't care about the West.
Okay.
If you mean the chemical agency, if they can prove that there's attack, we have to investigate who gave the order to that attack. But 100% as Syrian army, we don't have, and we cannot, even if we want, we cannot. We don't have the means to commit such attack, and we don't have the will.
So you mean that you don't have chemical weapon?
No, definitely. A few years ago, in 2013, we gave up all our arsenal. And the chemical agency announced that Syria is free of any chemical materials.
Because the Pentagon said that there are chemical weapons in the air base. You deny.
They attacked that air base, and they destroyed the depots of different materials. And there was no sarin gas. How? If they said that we launched the sarin attack from that air base, what happened to the sarin when they attacked the depots? Did we hear about any sarin? Our chief of staff was there a few hours later. How could he go there if there was sarin gas? How could you only have 6 martyrs if you have hundreds of soldiers and officers working there, but there was sarin and they didn't die? It's the same fabricated videos that we've been seeing about Khan Sheikhoun when the rescuers try to rescue the victims or the supposedly dead people or inflicted people, but actually they weren't wearing any masks or any gloves. How? Where's the sarin? This should be affected right away. So this is all allegation. This attack and these allegations is another proof that it was fabricated and there was no sarin anywhere.
If you say that you didn't give any order, it is possible that the chemical attack could have been carried out by rogue or fringe element from the army?
Even if you have rogue element, the army doesn't have chemical material. This is first. Second, rogue army cannot send airplane at their will. Whenever they want. It's airplane. It's not small car to take it from place to place or small machine gun to use it. You can talk about somebody who's been using his pistol on his behalf, the way he wants, and break the law. That could happen anywhere in the world, but not the airplane. This is second. Third, the Syrian army is a regular army. It's not a militia. It's a regular army. It has hierarchy. It has very clear way of orders. So you can, this kind of rough personnel try to do something against the will of the leadership of the army never happened during the last 6 years of the war in Syria.
We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with the Assad interviews. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, Resurrection Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, you can join us over our live chat at resurrectorepublic.chattango.com, or you can go to resurrectorepublic.com and scroll down on the right-hand side and you'll see us in the chat room, if you want to make any comments or any questions, or you can call in 1-800-313-9443, Resurrect the Republic. We are covering tonight the Assad interviews and hearing something that I've heard mainstream press float maybe a couple snippets here and there, but I think that this is important for people to hear so that they can come to an informed position and decision. So, Zapia, USA's mercenary armies need to end. I hear you. Okay, we're going to get back to the Assad interview. Go ahead and roll it.
Did the Russian warn you before the US attack and they were present in the airbase?
No, they didn't warn because they didn't have the time to warn, because the American called them maybe a few minutes before the launching, or some says after the launching, because it takes time to reach the base. But actually, we had indications that there was something that was going mm-hmm. to happen, and we took many measures in that regard.
Do you confirm that 20% of your air force has been destroyed in this attack, as the Americans say?
I don't know what the criteria and what the reference of 20%. what the 100% for them? Is it the number of airplanes? Is it the quality? Is it the the active airplanes and the stored airplanes? I don't know what do they mean by this. No, actually, what we and the Russians announced about few airplanes being destroyed. Most of them are the old ones. Some of them were not active. Anyway, this is the reality. And the proof that we've seen the strike, we haven't stopped attacking terrorists all over Syria. So we didn't feel that we are really affected. Our firepower, our ability to attack the terrorists hasn't been affected.
Hey, Mike, give that a pause. Now, did you hear? You heard what he just said, right? He said that the missiles that hit had very little to no effect. They hit older planes and some planes that were out of service. Now, he could just be saying that. Or, let me posit another theory, or that the targets that were involved specifically so that there would be little damage caused, or, there's another or, the firing of it pretty much breaks off all ability to work with Assad to defeat ISIS. Now, who would be advantaged by stopping us from stopping terrorists and coordinating with Assad in order to do so? I'll just leave that up for your own opinion, just to make a decision on that one for yourself. But also take into account the $1.4 million each one of those missiles cost, and I believe there was 100 of them. That's a $100 million punch. So follow the money on that. Ought to be interesting, right? We talked about that the other night. Anyway, let's get back to the interview.
By this strike.
You know, your government said in the beginning that you hit a chemical weapon depot. Is it true?
It was a possibility, because when you attack any target related to the terrorist, you don't know what's in it. You know that this is a target. It could be a store, it could be a warehouse, it could be a depot, it could be a camp, it could be a headquarter. You don't know. But you know that the terrorist is using this place, and you attack it like any other place. And that's what we've been doing since the beginning of the war, on daily basis, on hourly basis sometimes.
Yeah.
But you cannot tell what's within this. So that was one of the possibilities, that the airstrikes attacked a depot of chemical material, but this is conflicting again with the timing of the announcement. Mm-hmm. Not because only the terrorists announced it in the morning, but because their media, their pages on Twitter and on the internet announced the attack few hours before the alleged one, which is 4 in the morning. 4 in the morning announced that there are going to be a chemical attack, we have to be ready. How did they know about it?
Don't you see that Han Shehun is a huge setback for you? For the first time in 6 years, the U.S. attacked your army, and yesterday, after a brief honeymoon, yesterday, Tillerman said that the reign of Assad family is coming to the end. Don't you think that Han Shehun is a huge setback for you?
There's no reign of Assad family anyway in Syria. He's dreaming. Or let's say he's hallucinating. So we didn't waste our time with his statement. In reality, no. Actually, during the last 6 years, the U.S. was directly involved in supporting the terrorists everywhere in Syria, including ISIS, including al-Nusra, including all the other like-minded factions in Syria. This is clear, and this is proven in Syria. Well, if you want to talk about the direct attacks, actually, only a few months ago, there was more dangerous attack than the recent one, just before Obama left, I think a few weeks before he left. It was in Deir ez-Zor, in the eastern part of Syria, when they attacked a very strategic mountain. It was a Syrian base, a regular Syrian army base, and that helped ISIS took over that mountain. And if the Syrian army wasn't resilient and strong enough to repel ISIS, the city of Deir ez-Zor would have been now in the hands of ISIS. Means direct link between Deir ez-Zor and Mosul in Iraq, which would have been a very strategic gain to ISIS. So actually, no, the American government was directly involved. But this time, why did they attack directly? Because, as I said, the terrorists in that area were collapsing. Mm-hmm. So the United States didn't have any other choice to support their proxies, the terrorists, but to directly attack the Syrian army, because they sent them all kind of armament and they didn't work.
That's so for you, it's not a huge setback after the whole...
No, it was actually part of the context, the same context for 6 years. Yeah. It took different shapes, but the core of the American policy and the Western policy toward what's happening in Syria, it hasn't changed at all. Forget about the statements. Sometimes you have high-pitched statements, sometimes you have low-pitched statements, but it's the same policy.
You have gradually pushed most of the rebel into Idlib. Do you plan to attack it next?
We're going to attack terrorists anywhere in Syria, Idlib or any other place. What the timing, what the priority, this is a military issue, should be discussed on the military level.
You said before that Raqqa is a priority for your government, but the forces advancing on the city are mostly US-backed Kurds. Aren't you afraid of being excluded from the liberation of Raqqa?
No, we support whoever wants to liberate any city from the terrorists. But that doesn't mean to be liberated from terrorists and being occupied by American forces, for example, or by another proxy or another terrorist. So it's not clear who's going to liberate Raqqa. Is it really Syrian forces that's going to hand it over to the Syrian army? Is it going to be in cooperation with the Syrian army? It's not clear yet. But what we hear is only allegations about liberating Raqqa. We've been hearing that for nearly a year now, or less than a year. But nothing happened on the ground. So it's just, let's say, a hypothetical question, because there's nothing concrete on the ground.
The U.S. and Russia are the co-sponsor of Geneva process. Because of the tension between the two countries, do you think that this process can continue?
Look, there's a big difference between the process being active, which could happen any time to reactivate the process, and to be effective. Till this moment, it's not effective. Why? Because the United States is not serious in achieving any political solution. They want to use it as umbrella for the terrorists, or they want to get in this forum what they didn't get on the ground in the battlefield. That's why it wasn't effective at all. Now, it's the same situation. We don't see this administration serious in that regard, because they still support the same terrorists. So we can say, yes, it could be reactivated, but we cannot say we expect it to be effective or productive. No.
After 6 years, Mr. President, aren't you tired?
Actually, the only thing that could make pressure on you, not the political situation, not the military situation, actually the human situation in Syria. The daily bloodletting, the daily bloodshedding, the suffering and the hardship that inflicted every house in Syria, this is the only painful thing that could make you feel tired, if it's accurate to say tired. Well, regardless, if you talk about the war, about the politics, about the relation with the West, no, I don't feel tired at all, because we're defending our country and we're not going to get tired at all in that regard.
What make you lose sleep?
Again, the suffering of the Syrian people, the humanitarian interaction between me and every Syrian family, directly or indirectly. This is the only thing that could deprive me from sleep from time to time, but not the Western statements and not the threat of the support of the terrorists.
Today, there are people from Fua and Kifaya who will move from their village to Damascus or to Aleppo. You are not afraid that, in fact, it will be displacement of population and the Syria after the war will not be the same as Syria before?
The displacement in that context is compulsory. We didn't choose it. We wish that everyone could stay in his village, in his city, but those people, like many other civilians in different areas, were surrounded and besieged by the terrorists, and they've been killed on a daily basis, so they had to leave. But of course, they're going to go back to their cities after the liberation. That happened in many other areas where the people are going back to their homes. So it's temporary. Talking about demographic changes is not in the sake or in the interest of the Syrian society when it's permanent. As long as it's temporary, we wouldn't worry about it.
Mr. President, I want to thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you.
It was very interesting. And,
okay,
thank
now
you
that was...
Thank you.
That was the, I believe, the French, or through France, the French interview with Assad. We also have one to share with you that was recorded by NBC. Now, this video, I can promise you, was not edited, clipped in any way, shape, or form. It was recorded, actually, by the staff of Bashar al-Assad, so that no excerpts could be taken from it, because we all know how the fake news goes today. That comment that Iran wanted to wipe Israel off the map was spread far and wide, and many people are still taught to believe that, and that's not what was said at all. And this is the same type of propaganda war. So this is why I'm bringing it to you full and unedited, and why I think it's so important to do so is, you know, again, forming that critical thinking, well-informed opinion. You have to hear what all sides have to say and then determine, is this any of my business? Is this something that the United States is in danger of? And if not, who's to profit or who's to advance their agenda by accomplishing these things, especially when we know that Trump was so against this involvement in Syria and as well as taking out ISIS, so which is what Assad was doing. It seems like every time he's about ready to beat them, some great allegation comes against him. So this is what makes me very skeptical as to what I'm hearing in the corporate-controlled media and the left and the right who have trumpeted for the destruction of Iran and for this war. It's all, you know, it just keeps the same narrative keeps getting played. Then you have these dissenting voices, and when they raise their ugly heads, they're just about chopped off. It's amazing. So anyway, I'm going to get to this second interview, which is of Assad on NBC. What I'd like you guys to do, keep in mind, we have RTR at Truth, or RTRTruthMedia@gmail.com. We have the chat at ResurrectTheRepublic.chattango.com open. So if you want to drop us a line, you can drop us a line during the show and we'll answer any questions that you may have or read out any comments that you may have, or you can call in 1-800-313-9443. So, you know, you can support this broadcast by going to ResurrectTheRepublic.com and clicking on that PayPal button all the way at the top right. You know, I don't know of any many mainstream or alternative media or mainstream media that bring you these full interviews, unedited, unclipped, uncut, untwisted, unspun. I know that it makes for a little tiny bit of dry material tonight, but you know what? This is important. This is important that we know everything that's said, and so that we can see when we're being lied to directly. Now, how would you know if you heard in the mainstream media that Assad made some sort of allegation if you didn't take the time to listen for yourself what the man had to say? So we're already involved, which I don't agree with. So now that we are involved, now we have to apply a little bit of extra due diligence to the situation, I believe. So anyway, for those of you that may have turned in late, we may be switching times. We're not sure yet. We're working on that right now. We're coordinating with the owner, with John Stattmiller, and we're working on that right now, trying to get a couple people to come together all on the same page at the same time. But keep in mind, if we do move, you know, I've had some comments saying, don't move, you know, this is what I listen to. Well, keep in mind, we do podcast everything, and as well, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on the RBN Archives, so you don't have to miss a show that we play. You know, you can find a medium that you can call in, even although we and like I said, this is still up in the air. We're working on it right now, so we don't know yet. So anyway, we do need your support. Also, coming up, I'm going to be sharing a story from Bundy Ranch to Malheur to hear how my physical health has been and what you can do to bring yourself back to a more healthy lifestyle. I don't do the Alex Jones things. I don't have 100 things to sell you, but I have some really good ideas and some amazing things have happened in my life that I want to share with you. You know, a lot of negative things have happened, but some amazing things have happened in my life that has caused me to drop nearly 30 pounds in the course of a month by just changing my habits and going with a program that, you know, I'm not even selling or anything, but we're going to be talking about that later on in the week too, as well as chemtrails, many other subjects. We got to get back on this whole gun control thing too. So hang in there. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Sounds for dogs and in the grace. Sounds to rest my ears.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I'd like to thank Terrence for his donation. Folks, you guys know we're just getting back to this, so we're trying to adjust into the proper times and get our things back together again. You know, we're putting forth a solid effort, so I'd ask you to go to resurrectorepublic.com, click on the PayPal button, send us some love. Anyway, I want to get back to this Assad interview and see if we can close this out, you know, within a reasonable time frame. Any of you that want to call in and comment, please feel free to do so. You know, I'd like to have a discussion with you about it. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it, what you think about it. Do you think that this is a false flag like I do? Do you think that this is a pretext like I do? It appears that way. So anyway, let's get back to Assad.
The war here in Syria is now in its sixth year. Hundreds of thousands are dead. Half the population have fled their homes. Half the country is in the hands of rebels or of ISIS. I've just had a rare opportunity to sit down with the country's president, Bashar al-Assad. What he says in this exclusive interview may surprise you. About ISIS, the war, and Russia. About President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. And about how he feels about this war personally. We met at his office here in Damascus, and as with every interview he gives to foreign news media, it was filmed by the presidential press office. Mr. President, thank you for having us and allowing NBC News to ask you some important questions.
You're most welcome in Damascus.
A few weeks ago, you told lawmakers here that you would retake every inch of Syria. The U.S. State Department called that delusional. You're a long way from winning this war, aren't you? Never mind retaking every inch of Syria.
Actually, the Syrian army has made a lot of advancement recently. And that's the goal of any army or any government. I don't think the statement of the United States relevant. It doesn't reflect any respect to the international law, to the Charter of the United Nations. It doesn't reflect respect of the sovereignty of a country that it had the right to take control of its land.
How long do you think this will take you to win this war?
You're talking about something that related to many factors. The most important factor is how long are the supporters of those terrorists are going to keep supporting them, especially Turkey and Qatar and Saudi Arabia, with the endorsement of some Western country, including the United States. If you don't have that support, it won't take more than a few months.
More than a few months. Yeah. You see, I've been here 10 times, and I've heard your governors say it will take a month to retake Homs. It will take 6 months to retake somewhere else. It always takes longer than that. So, realistically, this will take years, won't it?
We will be back soon.
It depends on how much support the terrorists are going to
have. We will be back soon with the NBC interview with Bashar al-Assad. Please feel free to call in. We'll be here in next hour. Chatango, the resurrectorepublic.chatango.com or rtrickmedia@gmail.com. We'll see you on the other side.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story.
Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Madam Speaker.